Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Johnny Locatello. Batting second, the first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting third, the center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Joe Grace. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Alan Strange. Batting eighth, the catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Eldon Auker. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Eldon Auker. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second, the right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting third, the left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth, the shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting eighth, the catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Joe Dobson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Joe Dobson. And now, play ball. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello strikes out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn strikes out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick takes first base on ball four. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio takes first base on ball four. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Auker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift strikes out. One out. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a fly ball into left field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker strikes out. One out. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello is 0 for 1 in the game. Locatello hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Locatello reaches second base with a double. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Locatello moves to third. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cronin. Locatello scores. McQuinn moves to second. It's 1-0, Browns. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Judnick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McQuinn moves to third. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Judnick. The throw from Pitlock and he is safe. Judnick steals second. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. DiMaggio strikes out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a fly ball into right field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grace hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0 for 1 in the game. Strange hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio who is chasing the ball. Farrell reaches third base with a triple. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 0 for 1 in the game. Auker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Strange settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabor hits a pop-up towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Locatello hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McQuinn. The throw from Pitlock and he is out, Cronin applying the tag. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Judnick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 2 in the game. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Cullenbine moves to second. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Grace hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0 for 2 in the game. Strange hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cullenbine moves to third. Clift moves to second. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Farrell is walked intentionally. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 0 for 2 in the game. Auker hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. DiMaggio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. DiMaggio reaches second base with a double. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 2 in the game. Finney bunts towards first. McQuinn juggles the ball. That's an error on McQuinn. DiMaggio moves to third. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Williams reaches second base with a double. DiMaggio scores. Finney moves to third. It's Browns, 1, Red Sox, 1. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox is walked intentionally. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Finney scores. Williams scores. Fox moves to second. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Riba now pitching. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Locatello hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Locatello reaches second base with a double. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Judnick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cullenbein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a pop-up towards short. Strange settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Riba is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riba hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Auker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. DiMaggio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. DiMaggio reaches second base with a double. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-2 in the game. Finney takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. DiMaggio scores. Finney moves to second. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cronin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Clift moves to second. One out. Chetlobs pinch hits for Alan Strange. Chetlobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobs takes first base on ball four. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Riba covering, for the out. Clift moves to third. Lobs moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Estalella pinch hits for Eldon Ocker. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Allen now pitching. Johnny Berardino now playing shortstop. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Tabor hits a pop-up towards short. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-3 in the game. Doerr hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Locatello hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Judnick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Judnick reaches second base with a double. Locatello moves to third. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cullenbein hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Locatello scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Riba fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.